You use a smartphone?
Yes.
Do you use, like, Bluetooth headphones?
Yes.
Any other chargeable devices? What do you have to charge? My kids are like, they've got their action cams.
Yeah.
They're constantly charging those.
My Fitbit.
Through portable chargers, I'm thinking.
My Fitbit.
Fitbit.
My Switch.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
What else do I charge?
Yeah, Nintendo Switch is USB-C.
Yes. What else do I... I guess my dash cam, but...
Yeah.
Usually that's in my
car. That comes off of the 12-volt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wanted to take it outside of the car, I would need to keep power on it if I wanted to use it for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Interesting that you mentioned the Switch.
Yes.
And I want to circle back to that.
Okay.
Because typically a portable charger doesn't have enough power to power something like a Switch.
Right.
But what if I could tell you... The RAV Power. Okay, I've been really impressed with RAV Power, folks.
RAV Power.
What did that do when I hit that down? It made quite a noise. cat5.tv/portable is where you're going to find this. Yeah, RAV Power, they make the batteries that we use in most of our lighting rigs here at the studio and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But what is really, really cool about what they've got with this particular power bank, which I'm going to get into the box. Should I get into the box?
Yes.
Is a power bank that is an insane amount of power. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
26,800 milliamp hours.
Can you...
Okay. 26,000...
Break that down to...
800 milliamp hours.
What is that?
Do you want me to break that down? Okay.
Yes.
So I'm actually just going to jump into the box here.
Break down the box
down that. It's not any bigger than my traditional, like, power brick. I'm going to push the button and see if it's charged. Did it come with a charge? It did. The lights light up, so I can actually see that. This particular power brick, Sasha?
Yes?
It has two iSmart ports. That is, like, fast charge. It has a USB Type-C.
Okay.
And it has an input port, which is USB Micro. So that's for charging. Feel that.
Oh, yeah.
What else is in the box? Okay, let's quickly get in the box. Did I mention 26,800 milliamp hours? So I want to put that into context for a second.
Please.
This will power a MacBook Pro. This will charge your MacBook Pro, and it fits in your pocket. It fits in your duffel bag or your laptop bag. Oh, this is like a nice little carrying
case.
A fancy carrying case. They've thought of everything, RAV Power. That's a USB micro cable to charge that device, so that allows you to charge it from your standard USB output. This is another USB micro, so I guess you could plug this into the iSmart ports in order to charge your phone and another device, right? Or you can reverse it and put it into the input port and charge your...
actual
power device.
Right.
Okay. All right. What else is in the box? Let's see. This looks like USB-C. Yeah. Yes, that's a USB-C cable. So that will allow you to charge your, let's say, your notebook computer. Can you imagine that you can actually charge your notebook computer from this?
Yeah.
So anyone who has a Pinebook or a Pinebook Pro...
That's what you need.
You can actually charge your Pinebook Pro from this device. Probably multiple times. This will charge a Nintendo Switch. Eh?
Ah.
Because this has a USB-C output, and it came with a USB-C cable. This will actually charge your Nintendo Switch 3, maybe 4 times on a single charge. And... to boot, Sasha, are you ready for this?
I'm ready for
it. The standard charger takes like 14 hours.
Mm-hmm.
This will take like 4.
How do they do that?
Because it's got iSmart. It's fast charge.
Okay.
It pumps the juice into the Nintendo Switch. Yeah.
And go.
Exactly. It's just like, hey, Nintendo Switch, let's juice you up.
Is this new magic? Like,
it is new. Yes, it's exactly new magic. That's exactly right. What else have I got for you as far as specifications go? Okay. It will charge an iPhone 10. This is the brand new iPhone.
Okay.
5 times. 5 times on a single charge. Okay, and the iPhone 10, of course, has got really good battery life as it is. So what's that, like 5 days worth of charge? It's got enough power to charge your MacBook Pro and keep it going, your Raspberry Pi. Think about that. We've looked at the Pi Voyager.
Yes.
As a battery backup solution for the Raspberry Pi. But right. What about putting this in the field, connecting the input to like a solar panel, and allowing it to charge this?
I love that.
How many milliamp hours is this? 26,800.
I don't understand. My brain doesn't understand what that is.
How many years will the Raspberry...
My brain doesn't get what that means. Like,
well, your standard batteries are like you might get like a couple thousand milliamp hours.
Okay. And this is 26,800.
Yeah, on a single charge.
Right. It's not that heavy for all its
craziness. It really isn't.
Craziness.
But so plug this into a Raspberry Pi or another single board computer. Let's throw a Odroid XU4 on here and see how long we can power it for. We're going to power it from the battery like infinitely. Because as soon as the sun comes up, the solar panels are going to recharge this. If you put solar panels on, I'm just using that as an example. But it's a ton of power. But that said, you could plug your Raspberry Pi into this as a server or whatever, take it elsewhere, and it's still powered. And then you switch it over to the power on the AC, and
you're good.
It's never down. You're always up if you're using it as a server or something like that. All right, what do we got? 30-watt Type-C, so 30 full watts. When I was mentioning the Nintendo Switch, just a quick note for you.
Yes.
You can actually charge it from this and power it from this while playing it. So I want to be clear. Not with the HDMI, of course, because the HDMI uses the USB-C. But if you're just using the screen, you'd be able to charge your Nintendo Switch while you're playing it. And then as soon as it's finished charging, put it back on the HDMI if you wanted to put it up on the TV.
Right. Maybe if I'm in the
a power
airport,
outage.
I'm thinking like I'm in the airport.
In an airport, in a power outage, in like a natural disaster, you want to play Mario Kart 8. I'm sure you probably do.
And you do.
Very, very important in those instances.
You want to escape reality in a natural disaster and be playing your Switch.
Exactly. So I talked about plugging in expensive hardware like a Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
Plugging in your MacBook Pro. Plugging in your PineBook Pro.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of protection is there against surges and things like that? There is. Surge protection built into it. How do you like that? It's got overcharge, short circuit, and surge protection. So it will not overcharge your device. It has protection against that.
Okay.
It will not short circuit your device. It has protection against that. All built into this little thing.
Would it keep your device? You know how sometimes when you're charging something, it gets really hot? What is that? Will it keep that from happening?
That's heat.
Oh.
Heat? No, heat is good.
Heat is good.
Yeah, but heat is the transfer of electricity.
Okay, so the heat's
as long as it's not unsafe. Like, if it's on fire, then you're probably not, you don't have surge protection. I'll tell you that much. But yeah, heat is the transfer of electricity will result in heat.
Okay.
That's inevitable.
Okay.
So you're going to generate a little bit of heat when you're transferring things over, when your Raspberry Pi is powered up from it or from AC or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to encounter that. That's it, folks. Hey, 3.4 amp iSmart ports out of a battery. That's better than most of my power supplies that I plug into the wall. So it's fantastic.
If Dave were to get this for Christmas, where would I get it from?
If Dave was to get this.
I know. Dave gets all the things I want for Christmas. It's so weird.
If you want this for Christmas, it's cat5.tv/portable-sasha. If you're watching this live, of course, that will be up after the show. But that's all that I need to say about that. I'm just very, very impressed. I mean, you got to think about that. 3.4 amps coming out of the iSmart ports. And when I work with single board computers all the time, like I always want portability, I want power, and this is going to give me way more than enough for something like a Raspberry Pi.
Right.
I'm very, very pleased with that. But looking back, your headphones, you can charge them from this. You can charge your whatever you want. You just plug it in.
Traveler,
it's USB.
If you're a traveler, you need that. That's how
absolutely. On the road again, get your RAV power. It'll keep you powered up. That's the new quote, and you have to say it that way.
Just like that.